Romans chapter 11 and verse 25 says, lest you be wise in your own sight. I don't want you to be unaware of this mystery, brethren. A partial hardening has come upon Israel. Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, God has his chosen people. They don't understand Jesus yet, because when everybody does understand Jesus, we can go home now. While they don't understand it, the Gentiles of the world are being welcomed in. That's me and you if you're not Jewish. That's what's going on here. And so verse 26 is a memory verse, and 27 that you find on the front of your bulletin. And it's this: in this way, all Israel will be saved. Do you hear that? All Israel will be saved. They are not forsaken. They are included. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Does that sound familiar? That sounds familiar to me. We'll remember that at this table here. Verse 28 says, as regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as regards election, they are beloved. For the sake of their forefathers, I made promises, God says, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, changed Jacob's name to Israel. His descendants are special people. Verse 29 says, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So you can't change that. You can't take that back away. Now, but what? Because only in Jesus' name are you saved. And so what happens in these last 2,000 years? And Jewish people who identify as God's people who have lived and died without receiving forgiveness of sin in the name of the Messiah. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know what God means when he says all Israel will be saved. And I've said in previous sermons, he doesn't save a people group en masse just because you're part of it, you're in. He doesn't say to Alva Baptist, I'm glad that you came and sat in the chairs, and so don't worry, I got you covered. It's each person standing before God with faith in Jesus Christ, and there's forgiveness in Jesus' name. That's how he's done it. He's going to take away our sins. He has done it in Christ. When was that transaction realized in your life? Can you reflect on that? We have men who share their testimony at the men's breakfast on a Saturday, and one fellow or another stands up and says, here's how it happened to me. Let me tell you. Do you know? Do you got that spot? Boy, I remember how. You know? There was a baptism 2 weeks ago, and one of the people being baptized said, you know, I was baptized when I was smaller, but I got to say I was baptized because my big brother got baptized and he got gifts and stuff. So I wanted to be baptized because I saw it was a lucrative prospect. But now at this stage in my life, I think that was the wrong motivation. I love the Lord. I want to follow him. I care to declare with the right motive in my heart that I will follow the Lord. And so the person who was doing the baptized didn't argue with that person, and they were welcomed in, whatever you think about that. God says to Israel something particularly interesting to me, and I wanted to share it with you in Isaiah chapter 54. So you know the old trick. If you open your Bible exactly in the middle, you probably are in Isaiah, if you don't end up in Psalms as I just did, right? And Isaiah 54 has this to say, starting at verse 7. Here's what God says to Israel. For a brief moment, I deserted you, but with great compassion, I will gather you. In overflowing anger for a moment, I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So have I sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. God promised not another global flood. God promised that I will not be angry with you, Israel. I will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. That is really big, big, big promises. The Jewish people, the descendants of Israel, are God's chosen people whom he will not abandon to the trash heap of history. Prior to 1947, there has been no people group that maintained a national identity apart from a homeland other than Israel. They had no homeland from around, like, Jesus' day, like 70 AD, right? So after Jesus, obviously, AD. All the way up until 1947, and yet they maintained their national identity bouncing around the other countries of the world. It's miraculous. And I propose to you that it's because God has his hand on these people. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, one verse, God said, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's a promise that God made to Abraham that he will not break. And in Isaiah, he made more promises that he will not break. Now, the Gentile believers are grafted into the same irrevocable promises. We talked about that last week. So in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion, will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. That's good news.